It's Darren Kerwin for breakfast on 900 7AD.
And our guest this morning is State Health Minister Michael Ferguson. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Darren, and hi to your listeners.
Thanks for calling through. Now, this is regarding the change in birthing services at the Mersey Community Hospital. So can you explain the situation? What exactly is going to happen?
Well, good morning, Darren. And as we're going through some of the most substantial changes to improve our health system in the state, which has included our record amounts of elective surgery that's happened in the last 12 months. We've been looking very closely at some reports that go back now quite a number of years that were never resolved about how to provide a safer, a more contemporary and high-quality service for maternity in the Northwest Coast. We could have left things just as they were, but if we'd done that, we'd know that, especially in the years ahead, there's some very significant risks developing that have to be managed. So the changes include that antenatal and postnatal care services, including the expansion of what's called midwifery group practice, that will be retained and expanded, allowing women right across the coast, including those who enrol in that program, to be part of a team who will support them before, during and after the birth of their baby. But the most significant change is that for birthing services, that is the day of the birth, they are going to be consolidated to Burnie at the Northwest Private Hospital from the 1st of November.
Okay, so the main area of concern for mums-to-be is that what if they go into premature labour and have to have an emergency birth situation? What happens then?
Well, the relative proximity of the two hospitals at La Trobe and Burnie, I think, needs to be seen in some perspective. We would want to, the advice on this, the medical advice, is that this is a safe model. In fact, that it's a safer model, because as well as that, we've got access to other high dependency services, including paediatrics and critical support at Burnie. But we want to encourage women to speak to their antenatal midwife at their antenatal clinics, to also discuss it with their GP, but as women and families prepare for that all-important day of birth, being fully aware of how they can access the service and how they can get there is a very important conversation to have.
You can understand the concern about this.
Well, I think that the medical advice, and importantly, our very sincere and thorough consultation that the Tasmanian Health Service will now have with each individual woman who's expecting will resolve those issues, because we want women to know with confidence that they'll receive excellent care on the day of the birth. And also one of the reasons that we consolidated, because the medical advice was very strong and very clear, there are enough births across the Northwest Coast to establish one very strong service which doesn't suffer from some of the problems that we have at the moment, which we could discuss. But in selecting Burnie as the ideal site for that, we recognised that travel is involved, including for women from Circular Head and the West Coast. So looking all around, we believe on very strong evidence that this is going to be a much safer model for pregnant women right across the coast, including for people who might have some worries or fears about having to travel between the Mersey region and Burnie.
Will that birthing unit at the Northwest Regional have enough beds?
Yes, it will. And that's one of the things that's been written into the contract with the Northwest Private, that is a clear responsibility. And on the advice, the underutilisation that we have at the moment means that there is a room for growth in the service as well. So we're currently looking at around about 800 births occurring at Burnie, and that will be added to by the approximately 400 per year from the Mersey region. And the advice is that there is sufficient availability of birthing suites and as well as that postnatal beds. One of the very pleasing things that we've been able to achieve, Darren, is many of your listeners may be aware that the government has in the past been under a contract with the Northwest Private Hospital, which was what we call an evergreen contract. It never ran out. So as one of the very positive things out of this is that we've actually been able to, by agreement, set that old contract aside and commence a new one, which isn't just about cost, but it does limit the contract now to 8 years, so it's now a proper contract, but also it has a lot of contemporary elements to it, including, for example, things that should never be allowed to occur and the sorts of quality arrangements that a modern health system should have when doing business with, in this important area of Northwest maternity.
So you've consulted with the on-the-floor nursing staff at both the Mersey and the Northwest Regional about this?
Extensively. It's been a priority for us to ensure, first of all, that our staff were well aware of the medical advice that was coming from our senior clinicians, but also I wanted to, and I made sure that we did, ensure that that our staff, for example, midwives and their teams that work on the ground were part of that conversation, were able to bring their own perspectives, and that they are part of the solution. They are not being set aside or cast away. In fact, the midwifery group practice model that I talked about earlier, I want them to be part of it, and they will be. And as well as that, one thing that is being withdrawn from the private system by agreement and will now be kept within the public provider, the Tasmanian Health Service, will be the antenatal and postnatal care services right across the northwest in every part of it.
Well, this might...
we obviously want our staff to be part of that, and that's, I think, one of the creative approaches that we've been able to achieve to get the best possible outcome for mothers and babies, but as well as that, our staff.
Right. Well, is this actually set in stone? So it's going to happen when?
So it's all now resolved in terms of planning. The commencement of the new consolidated birthing service will be on Tuesday, the 1st of November. And for any pregnant women who are listening to this interview and haven't heard this before or haven't seen our advertising, I'm encouraging them, first of all, to not be worried, because births that are still due to occur before that date will continue to be provided wherever the woman is currently booked. But beyond that date, please speak to your antenatal clinic or your GP, and we're also sending information in the mail to women so that everybody is fully aware of what to expect, and so that we can be planning a very happy and safe day of arrival for bub.
Thanks for calling in, Michael. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Darren. Anytime.